You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for another day, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, who's the head of wealth at Kratos Capital in Johannesburg. Greg, I suppose we ought to go straight to the nub of the matter, the crux of the matter, the foundation of today's trade on the JSE Securities Exchange, and that is Naspers and something called Prosus. Tell me more, please.
Yeah, today the day has finally arrived. It's you know, long awaited by the market. The process listing.
Prosus.
Prosus.
It's not Prosus.
I just can't get my head around this Latin. And a reasonable success. I think net on the day, you'd probably, if you were long Naspers overnight, be up about 70 rand a share. After all the toing and froing, some big volume going through both those counters today, pushing the JSE volume to, you know, much better levels than we've seen most of the last week or so. But yeah, everybody waiting for the dust to settle and see exactly where the share will, you know, finally settle in a week or so. You know, obviously, it's the first time the US is also seeing the stocks listed separately as well. So we'll see how it plays out in the ADR market tonight.
I've just had a conversation with Wayne McCurry from FNB Wealth and Investment, and he explained it for the first 2.5 minutes of the conversation, and I found myself drifting off, because I didn't understand a word he said. But anyway, Naspers down 30% on the day, Prosus down 2.9%. The sum of the parts means what?
Yeah, so if you right now, you'd be at 3,667 rand if you bought Naspers yesterday. Yes. Yesterday, Naspers closed at 3,528. So not a bad result, really. But the other problem is, it's time for a rant almost. The JSE software doesn't allow for a corporate action like this to happen. The next day, the clients or the brokers must be able to look in their clients' accounts and see the Prosus shares there. But that will only take place on Monday.
Because that is when the Prosus shares are listed. This is what Wayne McCurry said. He said, technically, there's no Prosus shares, so why are they trading today? And again, that's when I drifted off.
Well, yeah, I think maybe next time he and I must have a live debate, because so people that traded 5 billion rands worth of Prosus would argue that there is such a listing. But I think I know what he's saying. It's not in the client's account. So the client would, as you say, seeing Naspers down 30%, and they would say, what's going on here? So we had a million of those type of phone calls to deal with today.
Yeah. Okay, let's have a look at these spot prices if we can. Actually, do you think it's going to be one of those situations where people will get it wrong, i.e. Naspers versus Prosus, and today and the next few days are going to be a sort of a precursor to something that is going to be completely different over the next few weeks and months? What do you think?
Yeah, you know, you and I both love to be contrarians, and obviously the view is the Prosus is the one to hold and Naspers is the one to sell, but markets being what they are, it might be the complete inverse of that, similar to Goldfields and Sibanye in a completely different hemispheres, but exactly the same thinking was taking place, and that was exactly wrong.
Yeah, precisely. Okay, spot prices now. Look at the rand, 14.76 against the US dollar. Dollar rand, 14.76. British pound against the rand, 18.19. And the euro rand is 16.23, with the euro dollar 109.99. Look at that, 109.99. It's broken 110, albeit by just one tiny basis point. What has that done to the gold price? Well, the gold price is actually up $9 an ounce to $14.95. The platinum price is $9.40, up 10. And palladium, Greg?
Yes, palladium pressing in that same direction, up $17, $15.76.
The Brent crude oil price is $62.72 per barrel, which is down 45 cents, or what's that, around about 0.75%. In the United States of America, the Dow Jones is up 72 points, which is 0.25%. The S&P is up 0.33%. The NASDAQ doing very well, up 0.75%. Any news overseas, Greg, to spur on this mini rally?
No, it's a little bit somber. Can news coming out of the U.S., obviously the 18th anniversary of the 9/11. I saw Mr. Trump giving a very, very moving speech.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, some of the first responders that were involved on the day. I suppose everybody you speak to can remember where they were and what were they doing. I was doing much what I'm doing now, on the phone to clients and describing what I was seeing on TV. But What a shocking day it was.
I was working at 702 Talk Radio at the time, or as it used to be known, Radio 702, and I was picking up my son, my little son Declan, who's now a strapping chap of 25 years old. I was going to collect him from St. Stillian's, and I got a call to say, Lindsay, come back. And I, for the next 2 hours, I sat with, I can't remember who the presenter was, in the afternoon. And I sat there for 2 hours just giving updates. It was quite extraordinary. Somebody, in fact, you know what, Greg? You sent me a message on that, on this day, however many years ago it was, and says, a light aircraft has just crashed.
That was the initial thought.
A light aircraft has just crashed into the World Trade Center. Or one of the Twin Towers. And I thought, oh, okay, well, that's horrible.
It happened during World War II. It actually, something like that had actually happened into the Empire State in that case.
Mm.
But, yeah, and you know, we always say, but I mean, look, you have to, I mean, how cleverly it was done. I mean, obviously, it was, you know, a terrible thing to do. But once all the world's eyes were on the first tower going up in smoke, I was on the phone with one of our mutual friends who became a very big client. And I saw a shadow, and I saw a bit of light, and I saw another explosion. And I said to him, there's another plane. And he said, no, that's an explosion from the initial one. Of course, later that afternoon, as it was on the treadmill and the gym, both of the buildings collapsed.
Quite an extraordinary event. And as you say, although it's sick to say so, it was a stroke of evil genius, what they did.
It might have been coincidence, but certainly you couldn't have timed it better. By putting the world's eyes on the first situation, and then we had to bear witness to the horrors of the second plane.
Most viewed chairs on the JSE today, Naspers, Prosus, Steinhoff and Sasol. We've spoken about Naspers and Prosus. Steinhoff, we don't need to talk about. Sasol up nearly 4%.
Yeah, I mean, you have to look at those four and go, which is the odd one now? The one that's at 1 rand and 6 cents. The rest are proper companies. Yeah, you know, Sasol, I just can't get a handle on it. When you're giving us the numbers there, I mean, the oil price has actually been quite a bit stronger over the last week, sort of moved from the 57s solidly into
the
62s.
But so is the rand, which counteracts that.
Yeah, certainly it's helping. But I think perhaps people starting to think, and I was speaking about the technicals on oil a week or so ago, 57.58 seems to be the new floor. It's bounced off there, and perhaps people are starting to think this oil price can turn up a long way. That's really the only thing which I think could probably save the Sasol shareholders.
On the upside today, the top five major moves to the upside, five shares here. Sokosan up nearly 8%, Imperial up nearly 5%, let's call it. Impala Platinum 4.4% to the good, Hammerson up 4.25%, and Sasol, as I've just said, up nearly 4%, 3.9%. I spoke to John Bickard earlier on. I sent you a picture. I took a selfie, as you asked me to. And if you go to strictlybusinesspodcast.com or sharenet.co.za, you will see something called the Asset Class with John Bickard. He's in rare form.
Oh, really? You must be on top of the world. So you really had the bravest call ever. And, I mean, it must have been so difficult for him to even just walk around the office when Impala was around 17 rand, I should imagine.
With his head bowed.
The secretaries were sniggering in the corner.
Yeah.
Not so much now.
No, he's cock-a-hoop. Which is
and
quite
I mean,
right.
I've obviously followed him into there. And I must say, for my clients, which are managing money for Impala, he covered up all my other mistakes and sort of pulled me into the hero status. So I thank him from the bottom of my heart and my pockets.
Aspen has come out with its results in the last half hour, Greg. And, I'm going to be speaking to Stephen Sard tomorrow at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But let's have a look at Aspen Pharmacare. Always slightly suspicious when they bring them out after the market has closed. 17.04, these numbers came out.
They did heads up us about 2 days ago that it would be after the close. I mean, I'm just sorry to run ahead here.
No, please do.
All my traders sort of jumped straight ahead to the last line there, which I'm sure you're going to read through all of those lines.
No dividend has been declared. Exactly. Yeah, I'm looking at that myself. People don't like that, do they?
No. And the share price has recovered a long way from those sort of sub-70 area. The feeling is that this is going to not be taken well. They've more or less told us what they were going to do in the trading update. They've now delivered on that.
Mm.
The debt still looks a little bit high.
Is there an OTC market on this thing?
No, don't think so. Well, you know, interestingly enough, not a lot of people know this, but sometimes, obviously the market closes at 5 o'clock, but if there is a possibility for the share to trade at the same price that it did at 5 o'clock, then it will trade later than that. So the actual last trade in Aspen took place at 84 rand and 93 cents at 9 minutes past five. So it had almost another two auctions, if you will. And the buyer was quite consistent. He wasn't pulling away. So he could trade at the last closing price. He was happy to take stock like that. And people were selling to him, and he just absorbed. So this, you know, the only concern for me is the dividend. It might upset some long-term investors.
Revenue from continuing operations increased by 1%, which is nothing. So in other words, flat. Earnings per share from continuing operations decreased by 52%. Normalized headline earnings per share from continuing operations decreased by 7%. Headline earnings decreased by 11%. It just goes on and on and on. Whatever it is.
Again, yeah, the four different versions of our headline earnings that Mr. McCurry always speaks about. You choose which of your headline earnings you like. But just as a glance, and I'm an expert on the stock, but just servicing that debt is just – it's just all the cash flow is just being swallowed up. They need to get on top of that debt. One way or the other.
I'll be speaking to Stephen Sard and ask a few questions. I'll obviously email you and say, what questions would you ask, Mr. Sard? And we'll go from there. Greg, just as we're running out of time now, give me the closing JSE indices, please.
Sure. The banks finishing a quarter of a percent lower. Sorry, financials up 0.43. Industrials up 0.95. Got retailers down 0.65. I didn't speak about Mr. Price, but that got clattered today. I can't see why. Gold shares up 0.5%. Platinum's bouncing back nicely, up 2.2. Resources up 1.43. That left the all share. Very good day. Up 1.64%, up 908 points, 56,244 on the all share. The value of trade, 23.4 billion, mostly helped by the Nasdaq split.
Greg Davies is the head of wealth at Kratos Capital, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Visit strictlybusinesspodcast.com and subscribe to receive exclusive content straight to your inbox. strictlybusinesspodcast.com, made possible by Prudential Investment Managers.